سن جا ستان مزتر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر سن جا ستان مزتر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر یہ لہو لوہا کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر یہ لہو لوہا کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میں کلی ہوں ناشگفتا میری آرزو شکستا میں کلی ہوں ناشگفتا میری آرزو شکستا میں ہوں ایک ہو شرفتا میرا درد راز بستا میں ہوں ایک ہو شرفتا میرا درد راز بستا میری حسرتوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری حسرتوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے میری چشم خوف شا ہے میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے میری چشم خوف شا ہے میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے کہ فلک بھی نوحہ خا ہے میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے کہ فلک بھی نوحہ خا ہے میری بے کسی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری بے کسی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر یہ ترپ ترپ کے جینا لہو آرزو کا پینا یہ ترپ ترپ کے جینا لہو آرزو کا پینا یہی میرا جام مینا یہی میرا تور سینا یہی میرا جام مینا یہی میرا تور سینا میری وادیوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری وادیوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری آہ کا اثر ہے میرے درد کا ثمر ہے میری آہ کا اثر ہے میرے درد کا ثمر ہے کہ جہاں بھی سنگ در ہے میرے آنسوؤں سے تر ہے کہ جہاں بھی سنگ در ہے میری آنسوؤں سے تر ہے میری عاشقی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری عاشقی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے میری چشم چشم تر ہے میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے میری چشم چشم تر ہے میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے، میرا بر لہو سے تر ہے، میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے، میرا بر لہو سے تر ہے، میرے بحر و بر کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، میرے بحر و بر کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے وہی میرا رازدا ہے، وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے وہی میرا رازدا ہے، میرا حال خود زباں ہے، میرا عشق بے زباں ہے، میرا حال خود زباں ہے، میرا عشق بے زباں ہے، کسی بے زباں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، کسی بے زباں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، میری فکر نام کا ہے، میرا درد جاویدا ہے، میری فکر نام کا ہے، میرا درد جاویدا ہے، میرا قصہ دل ستا ہے، میری رگ سے خون روا ہے، میرا قصہ دل ستا ہے، میری رگ سے خون روا ہے، میرے خون کا سمندر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، میرے خون کا سمندر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر، میرا خار گل سے گل سے خوشتر، میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر، میرا خار گل سے خوشتر، میری شب قمر سے انور، غم دل ہے دل کا رہبر، میری شب قمر سے انور، غم دل ہے دل کا رہبر، غم رہنما کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، غم رہنما کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر جو پرا ہے ان کے در پر، یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر جو پرا ہے ان کے در پر، کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر، غم شام ہے سحر پر، کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر، غم شام ہے سحر پر، میری زندگی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، سنو داستان مضطر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر، یہ لہو لہا کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر، میرے خون کا سمندر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر،
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. This beautiful poem of our honorable Ilyas Zada Sheikh Harif Billah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Zamana, Hazrat is explaining that the person who treads the object of his life to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from his youth, then Hazrat is giving a deep insight of his own life which is beyond explanation. This is the explanation of a great love of Allah Ta'ala, which myself is beyond understanding, and we can only have a glimpse through the barakat of our Shaykh, that what we see in the life of our Shaykh today, this is what Hazrat is actually penning down, that in his life, what he reached, the love of Allah Ta'ala, It has a term, it's titled as poem, Khoon Ka Samandar, that my life is like an ocean of blood, that is blood of my desires, my passions, that to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, it's not so easy. It's a very great mujahada. But as Hazrat explained in another place, that his Shaykh told him, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, that Hakim Akhtar, you to Allah wala banna bahut mushkil hai. Lekin Allah walo ke saath raho, phir bahut aasan hai, balki mazedar hoga. That to become a friend of Allah Ta'ala is extremely difficult. But you just stay in the company of a friend of Allah and hold his hand, follow his lifestyle, then see it's not easy, it's enjoyable. So Hazrat is explaining the mujahada you have to make when in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and this mujahada is still life. That as Hazrat explains to us, that nafs will never leave us. You can become the greatest sheikh of the time, nafs and shaitan comes to you in that way. So all the time, we have to be all the time on our guard of our nafs. So Hazrat explains, suno daasta musdar, zara dil pe haat rakkar, that if you want to hear my life story, it's like a person who is restless, his life story, so put your hand on your heart, then you'll be able to understand what a story I'm telling you. You lahu laha ka manzar, mera sar hai zair khanjar, that outwardly you look at my condition, not in one body of the world, but is actually like a condition of a person who's soaked in blood and is under a dagger, that is somebody has put a dagger upon his head. In other words, he has taken the dagger and put it on his nafs and told his nafs that now whatever wrong inclinations you got, I will finish you off. And this is what a person has to do. And to get this courage, we have to sit in the company of the friends of Allah who got this courage. And they will give us this courage. Otherwise, for small things, we say we can't manage. I can't manage my zikr or something. I can't manage to get up for fajr. Hazrat says, put your hand under the dagger and see, put your head there. Mera khun ka bahre ahmar, zara dekhna sambal kar. He says, if you want to look at my ocean, it's like a ocean of boiling red blood. So, look at it, but be careful. In other words, learn how to tread this life of yours. Especially in the time we are living, all the fitnas, etc., attractions, etc. Learn just to follow in the company of the friends of Allah, then all these things won't attract you. And people will say, you living in a wrong world. You will tell him, look at my life. And he will see that your life is a different life. In other words, it's a life that you're giving your blood to Allah. And give one drop of blood to Allah, Allah Ta'ala accepts it before that blood touches the ground. So Hazrat explains, Main kali ho na shikufta, meri aarzu shikasta. He says that I'm like that blood, that bud that has just now come out. But all my desires, I have already cut it down. I have already broken my desires. And from a young age, 16, 17 year old young boy, in the company of a Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh. And before that in another Shaykh, and in a village, can we imagine? So there's no excuse that today, our youngsters, we can't put a dagger on our hearts. It's very easy. Just follow in the right footsteps. As we learned yesterday in the youth program, make our heroes, those people that are heroes, not people that are zeros, then we won't understand this. Hazrat further explains here, meri hasraton ka manzar zara dekhna sambhal kar, that in my life there is lot of, so to say, regret. And this regret is actually that it's not a person, is not an angel. So in the beginning, like a youngster, you regret, hey, my friends went for this match, they went here, but you stayed away. And then you realize those regrets won't become regrets, it will become enjoyment. So Hazrat says, when you look at this regrets of mine, just put be careful and think that how he went through it. Outwardly it looks very difficult, but just join the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be a young boy, but you'll enjoy the company of an old man. You'll enjoy the company and not an old man. Outwardly his age is old, but he's young in the love of Allah. What he will teach you to pass through this life will be very easy. You won't think about all the filthy, dirty places of university and schools and what is the other worst things you can't even think of. So Hazrat says, Mere dil mein gham niha hai, mere chashm khuf fasha hai,
that in my heart, my pain of the love of Allah is very deep. And that is why outwardly you see that my blood has spread. In other words, Hazrat couldn't stop talking of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we see the pain of the heart of our Hazrat today. What pain they've got in their heart to pull us away from where we are going in the wrong direction. Myself first of all, and all of us, this is we want to understand this poem. When we hear the talks of our Hazrat, this is what Hazrat is explaining here. And this is, it shows Allah Ta'ala has shown us in this world. If you follow in the company of the friends of Allah, Allah will grant it to you in this world. Then you will be there to show that how to come out of this toil. And everybody says there's fitna, fitna. Your fitna to avoid it is very difficult. Mere lab pe wo fuha hai, ke falak bhi noha, noha kha hai. Hazrat says that on my lips, there are such advisors that are deep in my heart, that even the heavens, the malaika are so to say, mourning and crying, that listen to what this man is saying. In other words, like we are, Hazrat, the pain from the heart, that how can we be going in the wrong direction, and forget taking others in the wrong direction. Allah Ta'ala make me all of us realize, that Hazrat further explains, this is a very, quite a long poem, and all explaining the deep-rooted love of Allah Ta'ala. When it comes in the heart of a person, the whole world can tell you, don't talk, but you, meri bekasi ka manzar, zara dekhna sambarn kar, that if you look at my condition, I'm restless. How can't I talk when the ummah is going into fire? And like Hazrat Allah Akbar, when he taught the ummah the great disease of controlling our eyes, that Hazrat used to explain, even people who are Shaykhul Hadith, Tahajjud Guzar, but we are slipping, and this is the door of the heart. That in Hazrat used to talk of this bimari openly, and how many people got cured with this. So Hazrat says, this recklessness of mind, just look at it and be careful. In other words, take heed. Don't just pass through what I'm telling you. Because what I'm telling you is, yes, tarab tarab ke jina. Lau azur azu kapina, that you'll have to love in such a way that just love like a person that is in a state of a very pitiable condition, but he's loving, breaking his desires, and the enjoyment he gets we can't imagine. Hazrat further explains towards the end, wakhalike jahan hai wahi mera razda, that people, I will talk of the love of Allah, I will explain you how to get it, but you won't really understand. Who is my secret keeper? The creator of both the worlds. Middle of the night when I get up and I cry to Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat says, my getting up at tahajjud is more brighter than the moon and the sun. That enjoyment of the noor of Allah that penetrates my heart. Mera haal khud zuba hai, mera ish be zuba hai. Hazrat says that I don't have to be talking. You just look at my condition. My condition will speak for itself. And everybody will say, this is a different man. He is loving, and people who don't understand, they say he's loving in a different world. He is a bit too hard. He doesn't know what he's talking. But Hazrat says, what is this? Mere ish be zuba hai. My love of Allah Ta'ala can't explain it. And when it comes out on my lips, then a person won't, if you open your heart and take heed, then you'll realize how they are pulling us away from the nafs and shaitan, and all the difficulties of the fitnas that are facing us. Finally, in the end, Hazrat says, Ye karam hai unka akhtar, jo para hai unke dar par, koi zakham hai jigar par, ghame sham hai sahar par. Hazrat says that when you pass this life of going through the love of Allah Ta'ala by the guidance of a sheikh, then you'll find, oh akhtar, it's only the favor of Allah Ta'ala. It's not your own mujahada that I could do it. Allah bless you. Now when Allah brought us in this majalis, beg Allah that keep us connected to your friends. Till our last breath, your Hazrat says that, oh Allah, that now I'm just at your doorstep. I just enjoy your company. In other words, the majalis of my share, and then ibadat, my zikr, and Allahu Akbar, the pain of my lover that has been wounded, etc. The pain of my night, that is, it is like the time of tahajjud. It shines, my night shines over the brightness of that beautiful morning dew. So Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat finally mentions and give us the great, the lesson, Meri zindagi ka manzar, zara dekhna sambhal kar, that look at the condition of my life, and take heed, don't just pass remarks, And here Allah has blessed us with our Shaykh to take heed and see. Allah Ta'ala grant me all of us tawfiq to listen to our Hazrat and follow in their footsteps.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد As Hazrat Mawlana has requested and we are not worthy of it that we ourselves are in need of it we can look at the world we live in and every person is searching for some honor and some fame and whether we see it in the education world or whether we see it in the social media where youngsters will be making TikTok videos and dancing videos all for the name of fame and honor. But Ibn Kathir has mentioned on Surah Luqman and somebody came to Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, tell me like an interview, like any famous personality will be interviewed and he will be asked questions and everyone will honor him, respect him. So this person came to Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, oh Luqman, you are the wise one and you are famous and you are honored by everyone. So how did you become like this? And before he told him these words, he told him that you are of African origin and you are a slave. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, I am a slave. I am of a simple background. But what amazes you about me? So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told him that person told Luqman that you are honest. You have the wisdom Allah has granted you. How did you become like this? So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says, you do few things and you'll become like me. Number one is control your gaze. Number one, control your gaze and you'll become like me. So we see in the world whether we're living in, and now it's summertime, the clothes become shorter and becomes difficult to control the gaze. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told this person, you want to become like me and have the wisdom and the honor Allah will give you, control your gaze. Control your gaze. Number two, that control the tongue of yours. Control the tongue of yours, which Allah has given us in amanat. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you guarantee me two things and I guarantee you Jannah. One is control the tongue of yours, that is between the jaws, and the one that is between your thighs, the private part, that you control, that Allah will grant you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, control these two things. And the fitna of the time is the gaze, the tongue. A person says, it's my right. I can say what I want. But Luqman alayhi salatu wa sallam says, control your tongue and you'll become famous. You'll become like me. And then he carries on, he says, control your private parts. Control your private parts and this will become like me. And then he carries on, and he says, make sure you consume halal food. And we see in the world, the doubtful food. And as Hazrat Mawlana mentions of fast food and many doubtful sources. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says, control. Make sure whatever you eat is halal. One is of halal earnings, and one is consuming halal. One is of halal earnings, make sure the avenues, the channels you use is halal. And also the food you eat is halal. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, before he took over, he invited all the pious people of Kufa. And he said, come to a da'wah. And they all ate to their full. And after he fed them, everyone was satisfied, happy, and satiated. And then he said, now let me tell you one thing. You have all eaten. Now, he says, I just fed you haram food. Now I will rule with an iron fist. Do what you want. I will. Your du'as will never be accepted because I just fed you haram food. I just fed you what went in your belly was haram. So these are the few advices, and it's very pertinent advices of our time. where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah, and you feared Allah the most. So these are the fitnas of our time. One is you stay in the company of the pious, and you attend the majalis of the pious, it will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do a good in the Qur'an, fear Him, He tells us how to do it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَلْتَنْظُرْ. All those who fear, prepare for Qiyamah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. All those who fear Allah and who bring Iman, stay in the company of the pious. And this, their hands will go to Jannah inshaAllah.